Welcome in to the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Carson Merck, Thomas Viola rolling with you here on a Thursday, January the 16th. Hopefully the show records this week because we've run into that problem yet again.
Yeah, so we're in the studio this time from the Las Vegas Soccer Betting Hour.
Yeah.
And I think it's only fitting. I think it's only fitting we put up some odds here that this show records.
Not good. Not favorable.
I think this studio is actually much better than the other one.
I'm gonna say it's very close to a pick'em.
No.
Yeah. I also have
this studio's -180.
So I have an interesting.
I'll give you -180 there, but you also have to take into account this is the studio that spawned Carson being a recurring guest on the show until he eventually just became a host.
Yeah.
Because his original interview didn't record, and he walks out of here, and we had to chase him down to redo the entire interview.
That is true. So I also have another, I'm not sure if this is odds related, but you mentioned the date of the 16th. So Thomas and I are both enjoying some Gobstoppers right now from the studio candy
out front. That's why it sounds like you guys have marbles in your mouth.
What holiday is that from, though? Or is it just general candy?
No,
there's like a general because there's like a big basket.
Yes,
and the only thing left is Gobstopper. Yeah, shout out to Willy Wonka. What holiday? Do you know what holiday it's from?
I do know.
Is it Halloween?
It is leftover from Halloween.
Oh no.
Can Gobstoppers go bad?
I don't think so. I don't think they go bad.
Well, these definitely have not gotten that stale because they're not that like hard.
I'm prepared to take a bite. I'm just slowly working mine down over here.
I don't think Gobstoppers go bad.
Can you imagine
they're made out of anything that actually degrades.
Like, yeah. Can you imagine getting food poisoning from Gobstoppers?
Like you shoot those things into the sun's losing.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of the way it works.
I mean, they're everlasting. So
I guess that's a good point.
They're everlasting Gobstoppers, so they don't go bad.
It would be the end of humanity if you shoot Gobstoppers into the sun because the sun would explode and...
You know, we may actually have a star exploding in our neighborhood pretty soon.
I heard about that.
Is that so?
Yeah. Yes. Beetlejuice in Orion's Belt.
Yes. Now,
what the hell? Wait a second.
It's real.
That's a real star.
Yeah. What is it?
It's Beetlejuice? The red one.
Why is it called Beetlejuice? Because it's red?
Maybe.
It's part of it.
But it was spelled, it's spelled differently than the movie.
Yeah.
But
weird.
The star came first, obviously.
I learn a lot here.
Yeah,
I actually have a question.
But they're saying it might go supernova.
You know what's funny?
And if it did,
what does that do? What's like the
so if it did, it would be like brighter than the moon for like a couple days.
Oh, nice.
Now someone said that it's possible that it's already exploded, but because it's 600 million light years away,
takes some time.
Not 600. I think it's 600 light years, or I don't know.
I think it's only 600 or something like that.
Yeah, that it would take 600 years to get here. From the time it exploded.
So I have another question unrelated to anything. So Ponce de Leon, shout out to Juan Ponce de Leon.
Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, so what's the deal with that? That's just completely made up, right?
By the way, 640 light years away.
Okay.
That's not a real thing.
What, the Fountain of Youth or Ponce de Leon?
No, Ponce de Leon I'm sure was real.
Yeah,
Shout out to Calusa, who took out Juan Ponce de Leon.
He was a real guy.
But he found the Fountain of Youth. It's well documented in the documentary Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of that today. But it's just made up.
Yeah, there's no
Fountain of Youth.
Well, that we found.
Because I feel like it's one of those things that like...
Apparently it was in Florida, and if you know anything about Florida...
It's the opposite of the Mountain of Youth. That's death.
Well, no wonder.
It's a graveyard.
Maybe that's why that's where everyone goes to retire.
It's the retirement league of the U.S.
But it really is.
It's Florida's the retirement league of the U.S.
So what you're saying is it's the Serie A for MLS players.
Essentially. Yep. But I feel like when you talk about Ponce de Leon, it's listed as like an accomplishment or like... Part of his like life achievements, like he found the Fountain of Youth.
No,
it's not a thing. It's not a real place.
I think he found Florida. Like he was the first guy to explorer to hit Florida.
Well, I can shout you out for finding Florida, but I can't give you credit for finding something that doesn't exist.
Well, who gives him credit for that though?
I feel like it is listed on his bio in the top three lines. It's not.
What?
TV says no. Well, not on Wikipedia. I could edit Wikipedia to say he's a winger for Atalanta.
He searched for it, but he did not find it. And I've never heard anyone say that he found it.
So he didn't even find it?
Well, because it doesn't exist. He was looking for something that's not real.
Aren't we all?
Kind of like Man United looking for a manager after Alex Ferguson.
That's a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they've gone through a few of them. Remember Van Gaal? Louis Van Gaal? Moyes?
Moyes, yeah.
Ollie? Jose.
I was going to say, don't forget Jose. yeah, it's a weird one. But so kind of the big sports story, and I want to tie it into soccer. Obviously, the Astros cheating scandal. First off, just take the title from them. That's just silly. Secondly, there's not really a way. I was thinking of it related to soccer. There's not really a comparison at all. Basketball, kind of similar. There's not a way for you to cheat like that in soccer, in my opinion. I don't know if either of you disagree, but or if either of you are alive.
Give me a second.
Okay,
I have some thoughts on that.
Well, I guess I'll just do a monologue here. Both of you guys are being youths.
I was caught up in Ponce de Leon's Wikipedia page.
Okay, that's fair. It's understandable.
So, first off, we all know that the Astros clearly got the idea for the sign stealing from Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah, no question.
Maybe we can establish that. When this investigation finishes and all is said and done, it's going to be proved that Jurgen Klopp was the mastermind, and they're going to strip Liverpool of 100 points this season.
I like it.
And they'd still probably win
or
the title.
Or just enough for them to lose the title.
Relegation, my friend. Yes, relegation. Like my prediction is still coming true.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, you can keep dreaming. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to say that they will win the title. But so, I think at this point it would be pretty much impossible for them to be relegated. By the way, you know who's escaped relegation?
I think
relegation?
It's physically impossible at this point.
Watford
somehow. Yeah, they've escaped.
I'm not done, though.
Yeah.
Because this was a very big talk over at VSiN today.
Yeah. There's been a talk really everywhere.
Yeah. Shout out to VSiN, though.
No question.
They were, as a matter of fact, my show, My Guys in the Desert.
I was going to say, I was going to shout the show out, but I didn't know the name.
Yeah. That was what was playing in here right before we got in here.
Okay. Yeah, I heard the tune at the end. I wasn't familiar. Yep.
I'm very familiar. That haunts my dreams.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
By the way, I'm trying to do the math in my head. So Villa right now is the 18th place team. They would be relegated. They have 21 points with 16 matches to go. What's 16 times 9?
No clue.
TV, you're the Syracuse grad.
Yeah, I'm a broadcast graduate. We don't do math. Why 16 times 9? If there's 16 games to go.
No, 16 times 3. I'm sorry.
16 times 3. Let's see. That's 8, 3...
This is actually
48.
So they could end up with, if they won every remaining game, they would end up with 69 points.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
right now, Liverpool has 61, so it's not physically impossible for them to be relegated.
So there's still hope.
Yeah, definitely.
However, it is physically impossible for them to finish in 20th.
That's fair.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, we'll allow it.
Norwich is in bad shape.
Yeah. So we were talking about the sign stealing, and we've seen match fixing before, and it's certainly possible. But what I was talking with Brent about is, shout out to Brent Musburger,
no doubt.
He once had a conversation with an old referee, and that guy explained that if they really wanted to, they could influence an outcome any way they could.
Well, what sport are we talking about?
A wide variety.
Okay. I believe it.
Now, it's easiest to do in basketball.
Which is why it's been done in basketball.
Yes, because in basketball...
Hence the Lakers' tainted title the year the Spurs, or they beat the Sacramento Kings.
Or the Vlade Divac.
So in basketball, it's because of the fact that you literally give away points.
Yeah.
Like, you can send a guy to the free throw line, and you're literally giving points.
Yeah.
In soccer, it's a little bit harder.
Yeah.
You can't really point shave. It's more just... You make some calls towards the end that are maybe questionable.
Well, you can call fouls in the box that aren't legitimately fouls. And
exactly, like Liverpool got in the Champions League.
No, that was a handball.
It wasn't. So you can do it that way.
VAR
football
proved it to be a handball.
Yeah, because VAR has been so spot on.
It has. It's perfect.
So then in football, it's obviously a lot harder because, like, if a team gets down in the red zone, the most you can do, what, you're going to call 5 holding calls in a row? Like, that's where it starts to get more red.
Yeah.
That being said, the Astros cheating scandal also points to why these massive conspiracies aren't really true. Like, look at the idea that the NFL will tell the refs, this is the team we want to win this game because it preserves this ratings matchup that we really want.
By the way, not to change the topic real quick, but how about the NFL announcing that the ref who was on the Saints-Rams game last year where he screwed the Saints out of an opportunity to win that game? Is the ref for the Super Bowl?
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for the anarchy. Go ahead.
But so the biggest thing, I forgot my train of thought here.
Nice job, Chris. You dick.
Yeah. So the yeah,
the conspiracy theory.
All right, that's it. That's the other football podcast for this week.
Chris, I hate you. I'm glad the Mets lost their manager.
Yeah, as I unbeknownst wore my Mets hat to work today. And
that is my favorite part of this scandal is the fact that the Houston Astros and Boston Red Sox cheated, so the Mets got screwed.
Yeah.
But so the reason that the Astros scandal points to why these conspiracies aren't real, and this really goes to more like this, you can apply this all the way to the moon landing and 9/11. It's anytime you have a conspiracy of this size, eventually someone comes out. In this case, it was Mike Fiers, who was clearly disgruntled after leaving the Astros. He was like, oh, yeah, they were doing this.
Yeah, and he was totally cool while they were winning, though.
Well, yeah, of course he was.
Of course.
I'm not saying he's a saint. I'm saying that eventually someone comes out. There's always that person.
Yeah.
You look at, the reality is, in most leagues, officials are not paid all that well.
No.
Like, eventually someone's going to say, oh, yeah, if the NFL actually handed down something or explicitly said in any way, yeah, we'd like it better if this team won. Over the course of the last just 20 years alone of how relevant NFL ratings have become over that time, one official at some point who gets fired would absolutely say it.
Well, that's why they don't fire refs in the NFL. They ref until they die, basically.
Even so.
You have the Crypt Keeper out there refereeing Super Bowls.
Even so.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't work that way.
That's the same thing. Like people who say 9/11 was an inside job. Like, yeah, the government, which is we all know everything they do works really well.
Yeah,
they're going to be able to keep a conspiracy like that covered.
We're not political, so I'll withhold my thoughts.
No, but the moon landing is another one. Like, mm-hmm. like that happened over 50 years ago. There have been numerous people who have died who at some point you think someone would have written a book right before they croaked.
Yeah, just saying, by the way, the moon landing was fake. Yeah. There are also, the moon landing
by the
is
way,
just,
I was the commander of the spacecraft.
Kyrie also has the claim, which is it goes to your point.
Mm-hmm.
He literally said, well, if you look at the boots, they don't match the footprint. So he doesn't think the moon landing is real.
Well, he thinks the Earth is flat.
Yeah, exactly. Kyrie's got a lot of problems.
Yeah. Shot 2016 champs.
But the other thing with the moon landing,
led
in particular,
by Tristan Thompson.
there are three main factors that discount it. Number one is the fact that no one who was part of NASA is like, oh yeah, it was fake. Number two is you can literally point a telescope at the moon and see the moon landing. Like we can see that lander from here. With a good enough telescope, you can do that yourself.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
Like, obviously, you have to have access to some rather nice telescopes.
Oh, sure.
But it's doable.
We're not talking about like a Target.
No, we're not talking about a Target. We're talking like
telescope. You're not buying the $25 Tesco or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Tesco, send us telescopes.
Yeah, these are very very expensive pieces of equipment, but it's doable.
Yeah.
And then the third thing is in the video of the moon landing.
Yeah.
When you see them hit the ground and you see the sand on the moon. Like fan out from it.
Yeah.
The way that behaves, like the way that sand behaves there.
Could only happen there.
It could only happen in a vacuum. And the size of a vacuum chamber that you would need to film, like to fake that on film.
Not even a Kirby salesman could have.
Yeah.
How the hell did we get on this anyway?
Well, because we're talking about
conspiracies with the Astros and the fact that eventually it comes out.
Because really, I was kind of tying it with soccer. There's not a way to cheat like that in soccer.
Like, I mean, the best you could do is maybe
scout like set pieces.
No, I think
because it's not like a goalkeeper is signaling to someone else where he's going on a penalty kick.
That's what they were saying. They were saying even then, like.
There's no way to
he
signal
could go the other way.
Yeah. like he's not telling someone beforehand because a pitch is that's a relationship between the
pitcher and the catcher.
Yeah, the pitcher and the catcher. Like both of them have to be on the same page to know where that pitch is going.
For sure.
There is that's not the case with the penalty.
I think the only thing that really comes to mind, and it's kind of the opposite of what the Astros were doing, but the whole match fixing scandal that took place in Serie A. What about 10 years ago when Juventus was implicated and AC Milan was indicated and Juventus was sent down the Serie B? A lot of good that did. They're now the most dominant team in Italy for the last decade. But, you know, it's
I actually saw a copy of Bruce Marshall from the Gold Sheet was in.
Oh, I love Bruce.
He and I are talking about doing some stuff. We'll see.
Yeah.
But
the other football podcast coming to Bruce. Soon.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Hey, you got the clout, man.
It's true, but we'd have to be
canceled immediately.
We would also have to can one of our members.
Which one would that be?
Not me.
The one who has a non-compete clause?
Yeah, I don't have a non-compete clause.
I was like, hey,
you know what? I would use the argument.
We may still have to can one of our members.
because Liverpool, you don't want to have to deal with the unbearable.
That is definitely true.
But, you know, I would just use the argument that, and I won't name names, and I hope, TV, you don't name names either. But there is someone from your network who comes on one of our stations, so...
Yeah, because he doesn't have a non-compete clause. Yeah, I thought you did.
No, I don't even have a contract.
All right.
I could be fired tomorrow.
Well, a knock on wood, Jesus.
Yeah.
The
big jinx.
But
the other football podcast is not on next week, Chris Chapman was fired.
Yep, that is why. So Bruce Marshall
had
some...
It's not because I'm in Japan.
Yeah. I forget what the... He used to run this magazine.
The Gold Sheet.
No. He still runs the Gold Sheet.
Oh, okay.
But this was something like powered by the Gold Sheet that was all, it was a complete soccer paper. And he'd pull stories from Reuters and stuff like that. And then he would have betting previews for all the leagues. And he had a couple old copies with him the other day. And he showed me one of them. And it was from the day Juventus got relegated.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bizarre situation.
We need to
talk
to Bruce about getting him on this show because he is so much fun.
Does this scandal?
He's a big Atletico fan, by the way.
Does this scandal mean
talked about our Champions League matchup coming?
Does
up.
Does it just out and out guarantee that Bielsa goes to the Astros as their new manager,
the new video coordinator of the Houston Astros?
That's what's funny. The thing about this, it's different sports completely, but think about how like huge of a deal it is with the Astros right now. And that Bielsa thing was, like, funny for a day.
Yeah.
And he was like, eh. And everyone in England was like, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, he's
and
like, just yeah,
kept,
no big
kept
deal.
It going. Yeah, so I think Bielsa to the Astros is a done deal, essentially, at this point.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
That. Yeah, I'm
it's
down.
It's got to be a done deal. I mean, for Bielsa.
Also, Pochettino doesn't have a new job yet, right?
No.
Yeah.
Could be the Mets' next manager.
Madrid fired their coach over the
I thought
the
Barcelona
weekend.
Fired their
That's
coach.
That's what I meant. Barcelona fired their coach. And so they went to, was it Pique?
Quique,
okay.
Their center back is Pique.
Yeah. I was going
to
say, former
Shout
player.
Out to Shakir.
Former player. And they went to him about managing the team, and his response was, well, how about you fire this guy first before you talk to him?
And they were like, all right, you got it.
And then they didn't offer him the job.
No.
He got the job.
No.
He's the manager right now.
No, he's not. No.
What looks like it's going to happen is they're going to be...
They have like an interim.
Yeah, they're appointing an interim because they want Javi to take over the team.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think we mentioned that on the Lost podcast, potentially.
And
that they interviewed Javi.
Yeah.
Or at least talked to him.
He's rumored to take over.
They should be talking to Chalice.
Oh, yeah.
No. No, they should not.
That would be the greatest thing ever.
Could you imagine...
Not for Barcelona,
the video
that's for
at
certain.
Barcelona. Well, no, they don't say that thing at Barcelona games. I've been to one.
The goalkeeper, he is my friend.
Yeah.
They'd have to bring it back. I mean, it would be phenomenal
By
to finally
way, Leeds,
see OL
Leeds
Wiki
in second
a
place
Champions
right
League
now
final.
In English championship.
I 100% root for Leeds. Somebody recently on Twitter, I don't know why they're rooting against them, but I absolutely root for Leeds. I'm not ashamed of that.
I can't be alone with the sentiment that West Brom right now is leading, and I really don't want to see West Brom back in the Premier League. Like, I don't care about West Brom.
Chris
like,
is a big West Brom hater.
No, it's not that I'm a hater. I just
huge hater.
I'd like to see new clubs in the Premier League. Like, I'd like to see Brentford get in. I don't think they've ever played in the Premier League.
I have a Brentford jersey from away days football, so those are jerseys.
Nice.
And, yeah, so I'd like
that's
that
a good
well.
Investment at this point if they get in.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, bought low. Bought low. Yeah. High return on that.
By the way, speaking of championship, Huddersfield. Yeesh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Are they getting relegated?
No,
oh,
they're close. Them and Stoke are both close.
Oh, man.
That's excellent.
R.I.P. Huddersfield.
Yeah.
It was. You had a nice run.
Gone, that's, but never forgotten.
That's one where you just, it's a roller coaster, but it's one that just, it's like the top thrill dragster at Cedar Point. It's literally just full speed, goes up one hill, down. That's it.
Well,
they're literally their Premier League seasons were up there.
Well, that was Leicester, right? Like Leicester went down. I think they were in League One. Then they worked their way back up because I remember when they were in the Premier League, they had a guy named Muzzy Izzet who was quite the character. Old school Leicester fans will remember Muzzy Izzet, Turkish international. But so he was there, and then they got relegated, and I think they got relegated all the way down to League One.
Nice.
And then they came back and. Well, they were on their way of being relegated. They hired the mythical creature, Claudio Ranieri, who doesn't have a job, I don't think.
No, I don't think he does either, now that I think about it.
The Mets are available.
Yeah.
Mets at Red Sox, maybe, and Astros.
Maybe the U.S. national team might be available soon, too. Yeah, so some interesting things going on with the national team. Brian McBride joins, and...
Yeah, we talked about this last week on the Lost podcast.
Well, we could rehash it again, because...
Alexi Lalas had a great point.
Which was?
He said that if McBride...
should be fired.
If it's in... Well, that's not what he said. It's true, okay. But he said, look, if...
We need him on our side.
He said, look, if McBride's job is to decide who should be the coach, like if his job is to preside over the hiring and firing of the coach, right now he has to make a decision. Is Berhalter the guy? If he is, then guess what? That's your guy. And when he gets fired, you're probably getting fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Or fire him right now. If he's not the guy, get your guy.
You still have some time.
Yeah. And how great of a power move would that be, by the way? If that's he just comes in, he's like, oh, this is my job now? All right, but you're fired.
He gets the email like, you have the authority to fire. He's like, well, let me forward this on to Berhalter.
What is kind of being lost in this, they have a Columbus Crew connection.
Yeah.
Because McBride played for the Crew. I don't think he ever played under Berhalter.
I doubt it.
Because it doesn't seem like the
ages would match up.
But they still have that connection to Columbus.
Yeah.
So I don't...
One connection not available in Columbus, a connection between the club and fans.
Yes.
Also true.
It's almost like it's more nepotism. I mean, obviously it's not family.
But I think that's a very big stretch.
But why would you say that?
But I mean, TV also mentioned, and I've heard the same thing, that McBride has been very critical of the U.S. national team of recent
then
time.
Then I don't know why they would bring him in.
Don't want everyone to feel the same way.
The whole,
yeah, because for once they're making a good decision.
When do they care about people feeling the same way?
Well, I'm saying we can give them credit when they do that, when they finally don't.
Granted, this guy, if his name wasn't Brian McBride, he probably doesn't get the job.
Yes.
But the thing is, he's not a true GM like he would be if this was a club team, then you have to ask a bunch of questions about business. And this is all stuff Alexi talks about.
Yeah, this is just making a decision on whether or not Berhalter's a good coach.
Yeah.
Like this sounds more like a people skills thing as well as like just a general feel of everything. And I think a big part of what they're bringing him in is to establish a culture. And I'm hoping that he helps to do that. And I frankly am hoping that part of that involves firing Berhalter.
Well, and then maybe he hires Martina McBride.
Yes, more nepotism. She's kind of attractive, by the way.
Are they related? They're not related.
No.
It would be excellent if they were.
So let's run the hypothetical. By the way, before we get to that, but yeah, let's go here. So let me run the hypothetical before I forget.
Okay.
What happens if the unthinkable happens?
We win the World Cup.
No, we don't qualify again.
That's not unthinkable. It literally happened.
No, last cycle.
I feel like the unthinkable is we win the World Cup.
I mean,
look, I'm at that stage where I would be much more surprised about that than I would about missing another.
Hypothetically,
if time traveling Chris walked through this door right now,
would kill him.
Obviously with more sideburns.
Yeah,
because I don't have any sideburns anymore.
Do you think that 2022 Chris is going to have the Civil War sideburns, or will he have like the sideburns from the next Civil War?
Well,
there's one in between now and then, and he's got new sideburns from that.
The problem is, by that time, I may not have any hair left because I've
might
noticed.
Be dead by then.
That's true.
Like, let's be real. You're on borrowed time as it is. Yeah.
Let's not joke about that. I've got a trip overseas coming up. I got to get on an airplane. I don't want to be.
Knock on wood.
No, we're not talking about you dying in a tragic accident.
We're talking about old age.
Yes.
No, you know what? I actually went to the doctor yesterday. I had results from my pre-Christmas.
Did they test your age by like cutting you open and seeing the rings?
Back in history class, Chris and his classmates used to just write what they were doing.
outside of my
Chris's
good
social
cholesterol
security
being
number
low, like the doctor wants my good cholesterol to be better. Outside of that, I'm pretty healthy, believe it or not. It was a shock to me.
Yeah, but you're healthy for like an 85-year-old man.
No,
like it still means you're on borrowed time.
No, I don't think so. So my grandfather
is 82, and he's healthy for his age. But the reality is, Chris, like you have to deal with certain realities of your situation as a senior member of society.
Prune juice and whatnot.
Let's not talk about my mortality. I don't really want to do that. So
didn't we do that on one show? Like you brought up that we might all be dead by like what?
It was. I brought it up myself about because we were talking about if the U.S. was gonna win within the next like four World Cups or something. I was like, I'm not even sure if I'm going to be alive.
It clearly wasn't four World Cups because that's not that long. That's 16 years.
There was a time. I feel like it was still four World Cups.
there was a time where I thought that it was a realistic option that we would win a World Cup in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening.
No. Well, one of us predicted on our end of the decade show that we're winning one by the end of this decade. Yeah, which still for you is
might be, yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. The better question would be the US will qualify for a World Cup before the end of this decade.
That's true.
So I don't think they're gonna miss this one because it seems to me like everyone else has kind of gotten worse in CONCACAF.
At this point I'm a little worried about the 2026 World Cup. I think our qualification is a little in jeopardy.
Yeah. Maybe the U.S. will be so bad, and Canada? The U.S. and Canada will both be so bad that they'll only give the automatic bid to Mexico. It'd be great.
There's a case to make.
There's only two games in Canada, so they should have to qualify.
There's a case to make that all of CONCACAF is really getting worse right now. Or at least of the
outside of Mexico. I think Mexico's all right.
Here's the thing. Canada is at risk of not qualifying for the Olympics, right?
The U.S. did not qualify for the Olympics.
Canada's at risk of not making the hex right now.
Yeesh.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Want them in our group.
The U.S., we all know. And Mexico is down to 11 players abroad. That's not good.
No. One could be Chicharito, too.
Well, isn't Chicharito coming back?
Galaxy.
Yeah.
Well, that actually might have fallen apart.
Yeah, today it kind of lost steam.
We'll see.
So
I'm down for that.
I want to talk about this only because if they don't qualify for 2022,
it still blows my mind that Canada might not make the hex.
Screw Canada. You don't even like Canada. You hate them.
I do hate Canada.
Shout out to Alfonso Davies.
You hate their ham that they call bacon.
It's a lie.
It is a lie. It's not bacon.
Shout out to Tristan Thompson, Andrew Wiggins.
So does everybody absolutely lose their heads, or is it more of the same? Because I think it's more of the same.
My hope is that at that point, finally something happens where it's like, we missed two in a row. Maybe there's systemic issues here.
Yeah.
Granted, my faith in the U.S. Soccer Federation at this point is so low.
I have a theory. What about buzzers to know when to qualify for the World Cup? Buzzers and stealing signs. I have an option.
The U.S. would find a way to screw that up.
100%. It would be like the buzzers you have on your hands. the joy buzzers.
Yeah, the ball hits, guy gets electrocuted. Yeah,
and that's it. No, I would say probably more of just the same.
But I think it's more of the same. Like, I don't think there's any point where the U.S. would say, yeah, let's blow it all up.
Yeah.
I think we're qualifying, though.
I'd have to think we will. I mean,
one could hope.
Look, the reality is we haven't actually been playing terrible football.
We haven't been playing good football either.
What was the last time we played?
Yeah, but it's an improvement.
was it November?
I don't know. It feels like a while.
Yeah.
But that's still
an improvement over what we were doing.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? They didn't lose to Costa Rica. 4-0 yet. So
yeah. Lost to Canada, though.
That was bad. That's true.
For the first time since like 1912.
Yeah. Since before even before my old ass was born.
Before Canada was even a country.
They were still a territory.
How did that break down? Another historical question for you guys. You guys were more learned doctors than me.
Canada was never a part of the British colonies.
So what
Canada
was
always
Canada?
French.
Okay.
It was French. What?
Canada, so we were.
Canada got their independence like relatively recently.
Yeah, like in the 1900s.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
The queen is still on their coins.
Yeah, they put the queen on their money.
Yeah. But there was, of course, the War of 1812 where we fought them and it did not go well.
For them.
We fought the British in the War of 1812. They just happened to use Canada as a jumping off point.
And then the French and Indian War. Yeah. That was more directly
us and Canada.
Which is also what led to the American Revolution.
Okay.
Because the French and Indian
Was like the 1850s or 1860s.
I mean, you're about 100 years off because of the fact
1760s, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Because after the French and Indian War, the British tried to raise our taxes to pay for the war because their logic was, hey, we just spent all this time defending you. You need to pay a little bit of this back. And we were like, how about F you?
Yeah, how about no?
Yeah. And so then we had the revolution.
How about you take your tea and you go shove it?
So wait a second. So the French and Indian War was the French against the Native Americans?
No, it was
no.
They were on the same team against us.
No, yeah. No, it was the U.S. and the natives from the U.S. or from the colonies against the French and what turned out to be Canadians today.
And we won.
Yes, we. We're not speaking French today.
If they had N'Golo Kanté, I think our chances would have been worse.
It's kind of a stalemate. It's fun. Canada is actually the only country where every time we've tried to invade them, it's ended in abject failure.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like the first time
Vietnam
it was the French
didn't
and
exactly
Indian
work
war.
Out so well for us.
No,
either.
We won't dive too deep into that.
We don't have to do a deep dive on Vietnam because if we did. Very surprising facts about that war.
There's a lot of complications.
Yeah,
but anyway.
That was very complicated.
Let me go complete lighter.
This isn't the other history podcast.
No, but I'm
learning. Although we have been today.
I do learn a lot from you guys. I appreciate that. So I have.
With a head of hair like that, you kind of need to. So.
Yeah. Shout out to Jack Grealish in relegation position.
You look like a guy who didn't pay attention in history class.
Yeah, I was more of a
science guy?
No, I was more literature.
Oh, okay.
So I
was a big history guy.
There's candles that are state specific or city specific. So there's technically, I think there is one for like Ohio and New Jersey. My question would be if you were making a candle that would represent New Jersey or obviously Ohio for myself, what would it smell like? What would be like your go-to smell?
There's two things.
The dump on Route 3.
Like pizza? Would pizza be one like for New Jersey?
No.
It's
my
dump
stereotyping.
On Route 3.
There's very specific smells.
Yes, there are very specific ones.
The drive from Carteret to Giant Stadium.
Turnpike
or to the
Exit 13, right?
Yes, yep.
Yep, Turnpike Exit 13.
that should be the name of the candle.
That really is what it is. Like, that is the state smell.
It smells like wet bread.
And Coney Island hot dogs.
Ooh.
See, I would say the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Because there's a specific smell that you get when you're close to the ocean and you got the sand that mixed in with the suntan lotion.
And hobos.
Not there. Not in the Jersey Shore. They kick them all out.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Atlantic City.
No, yeah, that doesn't qualify. That's not the Jersey Shore.
That was
Shore,
the only
though.
Time I've ever been near that area.
I'm sorry.
It was rough.
I'm glad that you got to see the real New Jersey, Atlantic City. Not.
Yeah.
Or it would smell like pork roll. The smell when you put pork roll on the grill for the first time and it has that distinct smell.
Taylor Ham, but yes.
Yeah, see, okay. TV agrees. We call it different things, but he agrees with the smell.
I feel like Ohio.
Wawa.
Nice.
I miss Wawa.
Wawa has a specific smell.
Yeah. I would say, like, I can't quite explain it,
but it has a distinct smell.
The one thing I would only represent, of course, Northeast Ohio.
Hopefully
but,
not Lake Erie.
Yeah, Lake Erie does not smell great. yes, but I'm thinking of like
rubber tires from Akron.
Yeah,
Wait, what was the name of that movie that's a. Ends up being a central plot point. It's a Disney Channel original movie, Luck of the Irish. That's it.
Lake Erie was a central figure there? Okay.
Because what happens is... like
That was one of TV's date movies, by the way.
Nice.
It was not. But in that movie, the kid finds out that his family's part leprechaun. I'm just powering through Chris here. And
shout out to Five-O.
So, his family's part leprechaun, and their luck gets stolen by Carlton Lassiter.
Nice.
Yeah. Carlton Banks.
And his parents tell him because his mom's full on turned into like a tiny leprechaun.
Okay.
And then he's like, "Dad, why aren't you?" And his dad goes, "I'm from Cleveland."
Yeah. Okay.
And then at the end of the movie, spoilers for Luck of the Irish on Disney Channel.
I don't think I'm going to be watching.
I'm 100% firing that up at some point.
It's a quality film. Yeah. At the end of the movie, he basically challenges Carlton Lassiter to games of sport for the family's
luck.
I'm
such a fan of this.
And one is like an old Irish version of lacrosse, and then the other one is basketball because he was like part of the plot. He was a basketball player.
Okay.
And at the end of the movie, when he wins, he goes to the guy. He's like, "It looks like you're doomed to live out the rest of your life on the shores of Erie."
Nice.
And Carlton Lassiter goes, "Okay, I need to correct you here. The proper phrase is like it." The actual phrase in Ireland, it's the shores of Ire. And then he goes, "My dad's from Cleveland."
Nice.
And Carlton Lassiter gets banished to Lake
Erie. Lake
Erie,
nice. Yeah, I was thinking
also,
like rubber.
By the way,
like
Luck of the Irish, real quick, really a terrible phrase given that historically speaking, the luck of the Irish has
not gone so well.
No.
And it may go well for Conor McGregor this weekend, but
yeah, we'll see.
It may not after that.
Yeah, I would say Northeast Ohio rubber is a good one because obviously rubber capital in Akron. But one that, like,
by
we have
way,
a lot of po' boys.
A friend of mine
as well.
Got to fly on the Goodyear blimp the other day.
Yeah,
when it was
shout
in
out to the Pride of Akron.
Yeah.
like po' boys.
I turned down the opportunity, by the way.
We have a lot of po' boys, pierogies.
Wait, so you said that you got to fly on it and then you didn't?
No, his friend got to fly on it.
No, my friend got to fly on it, but he offered me the opportunity to do it and I turned it down.
Could I offer Hall of Fame as a smell because we have the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I think so. I don't know what the hell they smell like, but.
Prestige. I'd say rubber,
not,
though.
Not after putting some of the clowns that they've put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They just inducted a new class recently.
I know. I saw.
I don't know.
No Motorhead.
All that matters is Doobie Brothers were on there. Shout out to Michael McDonald.
I like the Doobie Brothers. The best.
One of them went to my high school.
The Doobie Brothers were actually in an episode of a TV show called What's Happening, which was Rod's okay. rerun.
Yeah.
And they, I think, if I remember correctly, they skipped school to go see the Doobie Brothers, but the Doobie Brothers were playing at their school anyway. So
nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Michael McDonald.
Yes.
You a Michael McDonald fan?
I like Michael McDonald, yeah.
TV? Familiar? Fan?
He's better than Kenny Chesney.
Go. No question about that.
I mean, that's not even debatable.
No. I was about to say, go F yourself.
So, somehow, I don't know if there's a way we could tie Michael McDonald into...
He'd be a hell of a winger.
You think so? No, I think he's a fullback.
Yeah, or a center back. He could be a center back. Goes in for some rough tackles.
Yeah, he's kind of got that Dejan Lovren where he's either really good or he's just horrifically bad.
Yeah. Like this podcast. If you're a fan of nonsense, you love this podcast.
So speaking of nonsense.
If you're a fan of soccer insight, we have some bad news.
Yeah. So speaking of bad insight and bad news and
nonsense.
FA Cup. Liverpool finally found out who they're playing.
Yeah.
I will give you each one guess to tell me what league this team plays in.
League two.
Shrewsbury.
Oh, they're not league two.
Yeah, they are.
They're playing at Shrewsbury, by the way.
They're league two.
TV?
I mean, I originally said
it's league either league two or league one. There's no way they're in the championship.
Well, they beat Bristol City the other day in the FA Cup.
Well, they could be non-league.
They could beat Bristol, Connecticut. I wouldn't be impressed.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aaron Hernandez, RIP.
I don't know about RIP, but yeah, or shouting out, but that documentary on Netflix
was intense.
To be really good. I gotta watch it. It was intense. All right, what league are they, Chris?
They currently play in the EFL, so they are a league team. However, they play in League One, and you know what place they sit in League One?
Last.
No, not that bad. They sit one spot below Lincoln City.
Shout out to the Imps.
Yes.
Yeah,
they are in 16th place in League One.
Yeah, that's not great.
And Newcastle won their replay, right? So they advanced?
Yeah, we're pretty much going to win it.
Who are they playing?
Oxford United. So easy, a good draw for Newcastle.
Yeah, and I think Oxford is actually in League One as well.
They are. That is, you're correct in that.
I think I saw them. I don't know. Nope, they're not in League One.
You're not correct in that.
No. Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, they currently sit fifth.
You're indeed correct.
They currently sit fifth.
This has been a roller coaster of the last minute.
Yes. No.
Behind Coventry and ahead of Burton. Oh, they're actually ahead of Sunderland, so that's good.
Gosh, Sunderland. What a time. They're never going to get promoted ever again.
No, they're awful.
Sunderland till I die. Well, I'm pretty sure it's happened.
Yeah. Sunderland's on a coma.
They currently sit behind Rotherham, Wickham, Ipswich, Coventry.
Shout out to Wickham and their absolute fire jerseys, which we have talked about before on this show.
They have a cool logo. It's like a pelican, isn't it?
I think it's a stork.
Is it a stork?
Could be a pelican.
The Wickham Wanderers.
Yep.
I think
there's a lot of Wanderers. There's Bolton Wanderers.
Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Also, there's another one.
That's bizarre.
Wickham. No, that's what we're thinking of. Wickham.
I don't know, because it looks like it has webbed feet.
Hmm.
But the neck looks a little long to be a pelican.
Do they still have the goat, Abedeo Akinfenwa?
I think he's still there.
A.K.A. Marshawn Lynch of the soccer world.
By the way, speaking of the Marshawn Lynch, the soccer world, how about Traore for freaking Wolves?
That was phenomenal.
He also, he claims that he doesn't lift weights.
I'm not buying that.
I don't buy that at all.
He is a big dude.
He's fast as hell.
He's the Derrick Henry of the Premier League.
Yeah, that's not a bad call.
Because he's unbelievably fast. He's a monster.
He is a sturdy guy. What are the, kind of going back to Pelican.
Zion Williamson going to make his debut next week, I think?
I thought it was today.
No. Yeah, they said the 22nd.
I think it's today.
I thought they said the 22nd.
That makes sense. A week from yesterday? I don't know. Are pelicans the one that scoop up a lot of water?
Yeah.
They have the deep, the like the deep bill?
Yeah. Okay. Like when you go to Florida, you see them hanging out in the pier.
I've never actually seen a pelican in real life.
Really?
I've seen he's never been to the ocean.
I've been to the ocean. I've been to the ocean in California and Florida.
That's right. It's islands.
There's no pelicans in Florida, or in California, I don't think.
Yeah, there are.
I've never seen any. I've seen them in Florida a bunch, especially like in Tampa.
I respect the scooping up of a lot of water. Yeah. I mean, including the fish.
Louisiana is the pelican state, so I'm assuming there's a lot of pelicans in Louisiana.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen them in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I've seen them in the Santa Cruz Pier.
What's crazy is in the Caribbean, when you go to St. Thomas and you get off the cruise, because I've taken the cruise ship there.
Yeah.
There are...
That's the island that we fly into, and then we take the ferry to St. John.
There are a million iguanas hanging out.
Yes, there are.
Is St. John like that too? Million iguanas everywhere?
So back at Rest in Peace Hummingbird Hill, like you'd wake up in the morning, and you'd just walk outside, and you'd see, like, because our pool deck was essentially on level with the treetops around us.
Okay.
Because the whole house is built on a hill, so the trees, like, below it, the treetops would be right on the deck. And so you would just see all the iguanas would come up and be sunning themselves in the morning.
Nice.
And so you could just go and, like, spot them all.
What do they eat? Are they carnivorous?
Yeah.
I thought they eat bugs.
They eat bugs and leaves, I think.
R.I.P.
They definitely eat leaves.
So they're, what is that? Not
omnivorous.
Omnivorous. Not
I think so.
Herbivores eat just leaves.
R.I.P.
They definitely eat leaves. I don't know about...
Izzy or Iggy. My cousin Dare's family had an iguana. Died either. Izzy or Iggy. One of the two.
But they get big.
But yeah, there's... Because I don't... picture a small one, like theirs was huge.
Yeah, like the length of it, it was big as hell.
They have long tails.
Yeah,
a little lizard died on our front porch over the weekend.
Really?
Like a tiny one. We got out of the car and it was just on like a step. So Amy and I like sneak around it as not to disturb it.
Yeah.
And then we had some people come over after Sean's wedding and they were like, "Yeah, that thing was dead," so we threw it in the bush.
Oh,
so I was like, "Oh, fair enough."
Good place for it.
Yep.
By the way, speaking of weddings, you met. You never told us how things went with attempting to book a guest for the Other Football Podcast.
Yeah, so shout out to Kate Abdo. I did not broach the subject of the podcast, but
did you get contact information?
No, I literally was sat in front of her at the wedding, and then Sean literally sits next to her on a TV show every couple of weeks. So we have a connection and a plug. One thing is funny though, at his wedding. The person in front of us, who I still don't know who it was live on Facebook during the wedding.
Oh, no.
There were a couple people that were, like, recording, which I'm not a fan of, whatever.
Well, recording is one thing, right? You want the memory, right? Maybe it's your cousin. But, like, if you're broadcasting it on Facebook Live, at that point, you just kind of look like a group.
Well, and what's funny is...
I mean, maybe I'm wrong on that.
No, I don't disagree.
I'm not about to disagree with you.
But I sat...
That's like, hey, look at me. Look where I'm at.
But I literally sat directly behind this person, and I was making comments throughout the ceremony. As I might. So I'm sure. I'm hoping all of them picked up on this guy's Facebook Live.
Nice.
Like, you hear me in the background, like, oh, come on, really? But no, it was a shout-out to SP and Tish, the... happily married Porter, so
congratulations to them.
Yeah, definitely.
Former guest on the Other Football Podcast
and former guest host on the Other Football Podcast.
Congratulations to Mr. Showtime and his beautiful wife.
Yeah. We need to get him back on the show in a day when I'm not away.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, if you guys have a place to record next week, I don't know. I'm assuming he's on a honeymoon.
Yeah, not that I know of. No. I'm pretty sure he recorded said show recently within the last few days.
Nice.
I mean, if.
I don't care.
Yeah, if he's around, we can do it in my place.
Yeah, we'll
still
talk.
Got all the equipment.
Yeah, we'll talk.
It'll be nice to do a Magnumless episode.
Yeah, especially because
they tend to be our better episodes.
Especially after Liverpool beats United this weekend.
I hope. Let me say this. A lot of times we root for Liverpool to lose, Thomas and myself.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose the United, that's going to be so outstanding.
Oh,
the only problem with it is that Chris won't be here for it.
You know
which
what?
Is why I think it's going to happen.
Yeah. We will have to find a day, one day next week, to record the show if they lose to United.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you guys can give me a
hard time. It's
based
on you, on your time, not ours.
But. All right. Well, I mean, I have to see. I may be available Wednesday night before I leave. My flight is Thursday morning, 1 week from today. So
depends on my game, my soccer game, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But yeah, and what day is that? Is that Saturday or Sunday they play?
That's a Sunday game, 8:30 on Sunday.
I mean, we'll have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If your flight's on Thursday, like we're not. It's not like we're not used to doing Tuesday episodes.
Yeah, we should be able to find
United's going to win. Let's call it what it is.
What
where's that at?
It's at Anfield.
That's pretty much the equivalent of Old Trafford. Like, yeah. They're pretty much the same thing.
Because we all know that Anfield, like, they're famous for their plastic fans who don't actually show up. They'll sell that. They'll sell those tickets to United fans.
You've got Anfield confused with Emirates.
Shout out to Emirates.
What are you talking about?
Shout
there are no more. There are no diehard fans. There Shout are no the fans troops. That are more diehard than
Arsenal fans.
Yeah,
no, they're not.
They're monsters.
The only fans that are better than that are the fans that pack the Etihad every Sunday.
Let me say this. I saw a
right,
poll.
Chris,
the Etihad.
Which we did those numbers last year, which was the best.
That was the best part when we found out they had better attendance records.
Their stadium holds more people. They should have better attendance.
So they did a poll recently, which you can look into at some point. I'm not sure exactly the publication is why I say that. But it said the best away support in the Premier League was Newcastle.
Away support?
Yeah.
You mean people going to Newcastle?
No. Going away from Newcastle, to other matches.
Which tracks?
Yeah.
I would believe that.
Yeah. Shout out to the Toon Army.
From all accounts, Newcastle is a rough and tumble place. And
shout out to Alan Shearer.
Bad weather. So, I mean, it would explain people wanting to get away for the weekend.
Yeah, they want to get away from the dreary rain of Newcastle to the dreary rain of London.
Well, right. You know what? There may be something to that, right? Because they're not showing up, fans. Right? Well, they're not showing up at home games.
You know why that is? Because they don't like Mike Ashley. Yeah, they don't like the owner, so you spend the money elsewhere.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. They still support the team. Yeah. They don't. That's it.
Basically turn...
Shout out to Andy Carroll.
Turn West Ham into your home ground.
Yeah. Turn it into Tyneside.
By the way, we mentioned it last week. There's a 90% chance we'll be going to an Asian Champions League qualifying match in Tokyo.
Yeah, that is excellent.
I will go see FC Tokyo. However, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find a Shonan Belmar jersey. I'm keeping my fingers crossed because I am going south to the area where that team is. So if I see one,
I am absolutely
buying one.
Yeah, there's no question. That's a no-brainer there. Now that I think about it, Drew didn't give me anything for Nagoya while he was over in Tokyo briefly. But
that's kind of hard. Yeah, I mean, if he's only there for, a few hours?
He was there for a couple of days, a few days.
Yeah, but Nagoya's a little far from Tokyo, so I could understand it.
We'll briefly allow it.
I would imagine that Japan,
bring home an actual Grampus.
Yes, I will see what I can
smuggle
do.
Smuggle it in your luggage.
So let me.
Well, I would imagine, though, that Japan is the kind of country, and I don't know, I'm just assuming, which we know what happens when you assume, but yeah. I assume
you
that
Grampus.
You become a racist.
Yes, so... I don't know if it's the kind of place where soccer is popular enough to where you can find jerseys for other teams outside
the city.
Like, I remember the first time I went to Europe, first place I went was Ireland.
Yeah.
And I only saw, like, five teams. Man United, Liverpool, I think Arsenal, Chelsea, Sunderland. And, no, Sunderland.
I got a Buffon jersey in Rome, which was interesting.
I got a Crespo jersey when I was in Rome.
Is it Grampus? Is that just the thing over there?
I don't know.
Is it just a killer whale?
No, because it's not a killer whale. It's a dolphin.
Yeah. It's its own species. It's its own thing.
It's a thing.
I think they need to get some at SeaWorld. Like, that would get me in the doors.
Well, they got to replace Shamu and Shamu 2 and the one that killed that woman.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that they rename them after the previous one. Like,
Could you imagine?
That's like George Foreman. All his kids are named George.
I think it was Bill Burr, but I don't remember. It could have been a different comedian who said, like, my ultimate problem is that I'll forever not have, like, a truly great closer for an act compared to the people
who saw
Shamu eat that trainer.
Oh, my God.
This is just, like, think about it. Like, every event those people go to for the rest of their lives is just, well, that was good. But let me tell you, nothing's going to compare to the ending of that SeaWorld show.
Jeez.
That's a definitive moment.
Well, that's pretty morbid, too.
It might have been Doug Stanhope.
I don't know, like SeaWorld, I took my kid there once, and I didn't quite grasp why it's so expensive to get into SeaWorld.
Until you counter in, like, it's a zoo for sea animals.
Yeah,
which is
but they
a
don't.
Lot.
They don't really have that many things.
Yeah,
and their rides kind of suck.
Yeah.
Now maybe SeaWorld in Florida is better than SeaWorld in San Diego. I don't know.
SeaWorld in Florida was pretty cool,
but SeaWorld in San Diego,
SeaWorld in Cleveland,
they have like five rides.
SeaWorld Cleveland. There's just like an otter and a fish.
I want to say Shamu was in Cleveland.
Oh no.
Look it up.
Wait, no, was you there look a real SeaWorld in Cleveland?
Yeah, it was in Aurora.
Yeah, in San Diego. San Antonio. There's San Antonio, Cleveland.
I'm looking up where the hell Shamu was. But by the way, it says a Grampus is, it's like a kind of dolphin, but also says it's a common name for an orca, which is a killer whale. Yeah. Shout out to Free Willy.
Yeah.
I swear to you, Shamu was in Cleveland.
The reality is the SeaWorld at the end of the day, look, if you have sloths, I'm in. No sloths, no Tom.
They don't have sloths, right? San Diego Zoo has sloths.
Yeah.
San Diego Zoo's awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
They have kiwis there. I did not know.
Surprisingly big.
Yes, they are big. And the other thing is they are...
Like the food?
No.
Like the fruit, the bird.
Kiwi, no, kiwi like the bird.
I'm distracted.
Which is like the national bird of New Zealand.
Meanwhile, the national bird of Australia, the emu.
Are they all gone?
No, they won the war.
Oh, the emus?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about now.
The Great Emu War.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
It is a very real conflict. Like, look it up on Wikipedia.
Was it Australia against New Zealand?
No, it was Australia against emus.
Oh.
And they lost. Like, the emus won. The result of the battle was a decisive emu victory. I'm not making this up.
Did you ever see the video of that guy? I'm assuming he has to be in Australia, where his dog is getting attacked by the kangaroo when he goes out in the yard.
Oh, yeah.
And he beats the hell out of the kangaroo. I'm like,
you don't mess with kangaroos. Those things are mean.
I have some friends from Australia, and they will tell you that roos are nasty.
Yeah.
Like, they will legitimately come into your house, like, and they travel in, like, gangs.
Yeah.
And they're, like, teenagers. Like, they come in.
Jack was a warning, not a story.
Yeah.
What's a cautionary tale?
What's a gang of kangaroos called, by the way?
I don't know.
Is there a name of them? I'm looking it up because I can't find Shamu, too.
I would imagine that, because it's not like orcas need to be in warm weather.
I know that,
colloquially referred to as ruse. That doesn't say a group. Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
A collective noun for kangaroos is a mob, troop, or court.
Hmm.
Shout out to the troops of Arsenal Fan TV.
I like a court of kangaroos. That's where we get the phrase kangaroo court.
I'll be damned if that's not where we get that from.
I know some of the other basic ones, like, you know, a pod of whales, a school of fish. A 101.7, the hammer of moths.
Nice.
A murder of crows.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Brandon Lee. And shout out to Sting. But
Sting the singer, Sting the
wrestler.
WCW wrestler.
Yeah, we should probably wrap up on a Magnum Jackman game of the week, though.
Yeah, let's see. I search for the game of the week. I think TV, maybe you can do your thing.
Yeah, I believe, I really think I've got it this time. I think Chris is. Chris is
a dick. What's Carson?
Yeah, Chris is a dick. We know this. I think Carson is a 17th century explorer who's on this quest for the Fountain of Youth.
Nice. R.I.P. Juan Ponce de Leon.
All right. Well. I mean, there's a couple of interesting games this
week.
I'm
trying to think who Newcastle plays to make sure we're not on this list.
No, Newcastle plays Chelsea, so they will not make the list.
Excellent.
I am going to go
remember you played Chelsea.
With a game that is arguably the worst game of the year, or in this case, the best Chris Magnum Chapman game of the year.
The rematch? Well, it's not Burnley West Ham again.
No, it's Bournemouth and Norwich City.
Oh, wow. That's pretty terrible.
Isn't Norwich City like the bottom of the table?
And Bournemouth is 19th.
That doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count?
That's not a Chris Magnum Chapman game. That's the opposite.
Chris is the one who forgets struggles with what it is.
Middle of the table.
It's one of the worst games. No. All right.
That's the most mediocre game.
Yeah, that's a terrible game.
Well, there's not
the worst game of the year.
There's not a lot of mid-table battles this week.
Let's do the old formula. Who does Burnley play? Who does West Ham play?
Burnley plays Leicester.
Okay.
Who are third.
That's out.
West Ham plays Everton.
There you go.
I don't like doing that to TV.
Yeah, do it to TV.
Everton is in 11th. That's that qualifies.
Where's West Ham?
West Ham is.
I think the problem is that there are so 16th. Many big names.
No, that's perfect.
There's so many big names at the top, like in the middle of the. Because of Sheffield, Wolves, and Leicester, like you've got Tottenham in 8th, you've got Arsenal in 10th, and Everton in 11th. Like it throws everything
weird
off.
Weird times, no question.
Because it's weird to consider Arsenal for a Magnum Chapman game of the week.
True.
But the reality is, at the end of the day.
Over Arsene Wenger's dead body.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess Sheffield and Arsenal is kind of, but Sheffield's what, eighth?
Sheffield's sixth. So sixth. That's out.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's Everton and West Ham.
That's the only one I can go. Everton and West Ham. I mean, hey,
you do what you got to do.
West Ham is 16th. Everton is 11th.
Feelings.
Yeah, that's the game.
Feelings aren't included in the Chris Madden Chapman game of the week. It's just the mediocrity of everything.
Unless you go colloquially. Spurs, but
yeah, Spurs is
what's colloquially mean?
Commonly,
I mean, there's Brighton and Aston commonly? Villa. Brighton and Aston Villa is not too bad.
Fourth
and 18th.
Ironically, the colloquial term for colloquial is common.
That's unbelievable, Chris. Can you say colloquially?
Colloquially,
it's kind of like how the word phonetically isn't spelled phonetically.
You know what? I'm going to change my pick. I'm going with Brighton and Aston Villa.
Villa's in a relegation point. You can't do
Brighton's
it.
14th.
But Villa's relegation. Come on. It's West Ham and it's Everton.
Sorry, Thomas.
He accepts it. He knows the rules.
You accept that?
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Chris Magnum Chapman game of the week is West Ham.
And Everton. And if you watch that and you're not a fan of either of those teams, get some help.
Yes. like I need. I'll watch garbage French league.
Yeah, that you do. We'll have a Coupe de France update next week.
Yes, we will.
Or in the week after that. We'll figure it out.
Either way.
There's still 700 teams remaining.
Yeah.
So they're getting down to the wire.
We could start listing the teams now, and they would go until next week.
Yep. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for us. Other football podcasts, LV Sports Network, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, I don't know where else, Pocket Cast.
BGN.fm. Shout out to Roughneck Scarves. You said LV Sports Network.
I did say. We'll say it again.
LVSportsNetwork.com at other F-ball pod on Twitter, at Carson Amerk on Twitter,
at TV at work.
Did you guys say me?
At Magnum702. Feel free to tweet me historical facts.
Yes.
RIP Ponce de Leon.
This has been the Other History Podcast.
All right. We will talk to you maybe next week. We'll try to get it in. If not, the three of us will be together soon. Have a good one.